My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. Frank Krebs is here today to talk about what to do after SAM registration to receive government contracts. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, obviously, a company must be listed on SAM to receive a government contract. Can you tell our listeners why this is the first step?
Yeah, sure, Jesse. First of all, with the SAM record, and when I say the SAM record, I'm also including the DSBS, which is the Dynamic Small Business Search feature at SBA. And with that, those records pretty much contain all of the information that the government needs to award government contract to a vendor. Not only that, it allows them to make payments to that vendor. Plus, the DSBS provides the information that government buyers need when they are evaluating businesses. Government buyers, contracting officers, will look into SAM and DSBS when they're performing their market research. They also use this feature to identify vendors for items such as micro purchases, which are small credit card purchases, typically under $10,000. And they use this information as part of their evaluation process on firms prior to a contract award. Now, additionally, it's very important to optimize your SAM profile and your DSBS. What this does is ensures that all of your information is synced up and is visible to the government. Now, this will ensure that your firm is competitive in the government marketplace. Thus, your SAM and DSBS profiles have really become your first step in the process that we refer to as your government readiness level.
Excellent. Great information. My next question is, what are the next steps that a business should be taking?
Okay. The next step for a company at this point would be to create a corporate resume. Now, just as most people need resumes to get a job, companies need to develop a capability statement, which is the business version of a resume. Now, the capability statement should look professional and be in a recommended government format. It should contain pertinent information about the company, including a short narrative about the firm. It should list its core capabilities, its past performances or references, and its differentiators. In other words, what sets you apart from other similar businesses? Now, it should also list the government's accounting classifications and product codes that that business works under, and most importantly, provide the point of contact information for the business. Finally, while looking professional, it should also have a little pizzazz, you know, a wow factor. So it will stand out when it is being compared to other businesses' capability statements. Now, once you develop your capability statement and have it available, it's now time to turn your attention to targeting one or two government agencies that you will want to focus your marketing attention on.
Okay, thank you. So when you say focus on a government agency or two, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that you need to do research. You need to research the one or two agencies that definitely have a history of purchasing the products or services that are under your core competency. And if it's service work that's required, you know that you can perform those services and you can do so where that agency is based and located. Now, there's many ways to determine which agency or agencies would provide the best fit for your business. But what you want to do is just focus on one or two agencies initially. Trying to focus on a dozen or 20 different agencies only dilutes your ability to reach out to them to build relationships and actually begin work with that agency. But just begin thinking about this. And in some cases, it may be rather obvious, such as if there's a military base located within a few miles of your business operation.
Great information. And yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. You know, you don't want to get overwhelmed when you're just trying to reach everybody all at once or anything. So that's good advice, too. I appreciate it. And we'll have to get you back on soon to further discuss.
Okay.
Frank, thank you so much and take care.
Jesse, it's always a pleasure.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at fedbizaccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.